Today, as we continue with our study on our articles of faith, we come to what we believe about good works. Are they necessary for salvation, or are they a necessary evidence of salvation? Well, it's our belief that good works help to give evidence that a person's profession of faith in Christ is real or genuine. Now, although we generally do not hear a great deal about this Bible teaching today, it is actually very important because it should help us to carefully consider the nature of our own life in terms of our own profession of faith and how we are actually living. To learn more, we invite you to join with us for today's study. But first, let's be encouraged by this special musical presentation, How Great Thou Art, by Elizabeth Casper.
Oh Lord my God, when I'm in awesome wonder, consider all the worlds thy hand hath made. I see the stars, I hear rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art,
my
The focus of our article of faith for today is on what we believe about good works. Our article of faith states, "We believe that all who are called of God are under obligation to do good works, and that in keeping His commandments, there is great reward." And one of the scriptural references given for this statement comes from Ephesians chapter 2 in verse 10, where Paul writes, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Now, this article of faith is divided into two main sections. First of all, there is the performance of good works. And then secondly, the performing of good works. First of all, the performance of good works. Now, this is divided into two parts. First of all, those who are to perform good works, and these are all who are called of God. And then secondly, the responsibility to perform good works. And this is seen in the phrase, are under obligation. Now, the second main point is the performing of good works. And this, too, is divided into two main parts. First of all, there is the nature of performing good works. And this is seen in the phrase, keeping His commandments. And then secondly, there is the consequence of performing good works. And this is seen in the phrase, there is great reward. Now, according to our article of faith, who are to perform good works? The answer is all who are called of God. Secondly, are good works optional? Our article of faith states, are under obligation to do good works. Now, the term obligation means that which constitutes legal or moral duty, and which renders a person liable to coercion and punishment for neglecting it. It is also defined as any act by which a person becomes bound to do something to or for another, or to forbear something. Synonyms for obligation include accountability, accountableness, agreement, bond, burden, charge, commitment, compulsion, contract, debt, duty, engagement, indebtedness, liability, must, promise, requirement, responsibility, stipulation, trust, and understanding. Now, when it comes to this basic idea, there is historical precedent. From an article of faith that deals with this subject, from an old Primitive Baptist Association, it states that we believe that good works are fruits of faith and are in evidence of a state of grace. Now, based upon this statement, we can legitimately ask, what two functions do good works provide? And according to this particular statement, first of all, they are fruits of faith. And then secondly, they are evidence of a gracious state, that is, a state of salvation. The Mississippi Baptist Association of 1807 states, "We believe good works are the fruits of faith and follow after justification, are evidence of a gracious state, and that it is the duty of believers to perform them from a principle of love." Now, based upon this statement, what is the duty of believers? The duty for believers is to perform good works from a principle of love. According to this statement, the duty of believers is to perform good works. Another question here that comes into play is, how are good works to be done? Again, this statement says, from a principle of love. Going back to 1776, this is the Catoctin Primitive Baptist Association, and their articles of faith state that being brought with the precious blood of Christ and called by rich grace, it becomes a bounden duty to walk in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord. It goes on to say that although justified by grace, to which our works can add nothing, yet by good works the declarative glory of God is manifested, and the genuineness of faith is proved, which while others behold, they may be led to glorify God who is in heaven. Going back even further to 1655, this comes from the Midland Confession of Faith of particular Baptists in England. Their particular statement says that all who have faith wrought in their hearts by the power of God, according to His good pleasure, should be careful to maintain good works and to abound in them, acting from principles of true faith and unfeigned love, that is, from a pure love, looking to God's glory as their end. So, what are good works? Good works refer to those things done in obedience to the teachings of Scripture. From a faith to confess, which is the London Baptist Confession of Faith, 1689, in modern English, it states, only the works that God has commanded in His holy word are to be accounted good works. Such works as men have invented out of blind zeal or upon the mere pretense of good intentions are not good works, for they lack the sanction of Holy Scripture. Section 1 of the London Baptist Confession of Faith teaches two important things about good works. First of all, good works are limited to what God commands in His Word. In Micah, the 6th chapter and verse 8, the prophet writes, He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly and to walk humbly with thy God. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 21, Make you perfect in every good work to do His will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. The second thing noted in the London Baptist Confession of Faith is that works devised by men without the authority of Scripture do not qualify as good works. In Matthew chapter 15 and verse 9, But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Section 2 of the London Baptist Confession of Faith states, Works that are truly good and which are done in obedience to God's commandments are the fruits and evidences of a true and living faith. By means of them, believers make known their thankfulness, strengthen their assurance of salvation, edify their brethren, adorn their Christian witness, and deprive their opponents of arguments against the gospel. In sum, they glorify God who has made them what they are, namely, new creatures in Christ, and as such, they yield fruit that evidences holiness, eternal life, behind the outcome of all. Section 2 of the London Baptist Confession of Faith reveals two different purposes of good works. First of all, good works are the fruits and evidences of authentic saving faith. James chapter 2, verses 18 through 22 says, Yea, a man may say, Thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God? Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? Secondly, good works reveal the believer's thankfulness. Psalm 116 and verse 12, What shall I render unto the Lord for all the benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. 3. Good works strengthen the believer's assurance of salvation. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 10 through 12. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have shown toward His name, in that ye have ministered to the saints, and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Fourth, good works adorn the believer's Christian witness of the gospel. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 1. Let as manservants, as are under the yoke, count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God and His doctrine be not blasphemy. Fifth, good works edify, that is, they build up fellow believers. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Six, good works help to silence our adversaries. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 15. For so is the will of God, that wit well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. Seventh, good works glorify God who has made believers what they are, new creatures in Christ. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 11. Being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 8. Good works yield fruit that evidences holiness, revealing the expectant hope of eternal life. Romans chapter 6 and verse 22. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. Section 3 of the London Baptist Confession of Faith states, the ability of believers to do good works does not spring in any way from themselves, but is derived from the Spirit of Christ alone. But besides the graces which they receive from Him in the first instance, they need His further actual influence to give them the will and ability to perform the works that please Him. Yet this does not mean that without that special influence, they are at liberty to grow careless of duty, for they must be diligent in striving into activity the grace of God that is in them. Section 3 of the London Baptist Confession of Faith teaches, first of all, apart from the Holy Spirit, believers cannot perform good works. John chapter 15, verses 4 and 5 states, abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Secondly, believers need the continual grace of Christ to perform the works that please him. That is, the will and the ability to do so. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 12 says, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Thirdly, this ability and continual need of Christ to perform good works does not relieve us of any responsibility. In Hebrews chapter 6, verses 11 and 12, and we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Section 5 of the London Baptist Confession of Faith states, we cannot even by our best works merit either the pardon of sin or the granting of eternal life at the hand of God, for those works are out of all proportion to the glory to come. And furthermore, there is infinite distance between us and God, and no works of ours can yield Him profit or act as a payment for the debt of our former sins. Indeed, when we have done all that we can, our duty and remain unprofitable servants. We are also to remember that so far as our works are good, they are produced by His Spirit. As far as they are our works, they are marred and mixed with so much weakness and imperfection that they fail utterly to meet the searching requirements of God's standards. Section 5 of the London Baptist Confession of Faith teaches, first of all, good works can never earn the forgiveness of sins or the giving of eternal life. Isaiah chapter 64 and verse 6 says, "But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away." The reason for this is that our good works are out of proportion with the glory of heaven and salvation. Secondly, our best works cannot benefit God in any way or act as a payment for our sin debt. The reason is that when we do our best, we have only done our duty, what was required. In Luke chapter 17 and verse 10, "So likewise ye, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do." Thirdly, our good works are produced by the Holy Spirit. As being, quote, our works, they are tainted and corrupted with sin and imperfection. They could never meet God's standards for salvation. In Romans chapter 3 and verse 20, "Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin." And Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." In section 6 of the London Baptist Confession of Faith, it states, "Nevertheless, since believers as to their persons are accepted by God through Christ, their works are also accepted as being wrought in Christ, not as though they were during this life beyond reproach and unreprovable in the sight of God, but that as He looks upon them in His Son, He is pleased to accept and to reward that which is sincere, even though it is accompanied by many weaknesses and imperfections." Our good works are never accepted by God as the basis of earning salvation in any way. Our good works are accepted by God only because they are worked out in us by Christ. These good works are never perfect in this life, but God is pleased to accept them through His Son, Jesus Christ. So, we ask at this time, are good works necessary or are they optional? Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10 says, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained them, that we should walk in them." This indicates that good works are not optional, but are necessary. An absence of good works indicate an absence of spiritual, eternal life. We are not saved by our good works, but salvation necessarily produces good works. So when it comes to your profession of salvation and the works that are to be evidenced in your life, take a prayerful and serious look at how you are living. Look at the actions of your life, the works of your life. Know that you can never be saved by them, but these good works are there to be an evidence of a gracious state of salvation. Are there works in your life that give evidence that you truly are saved? Well, if not, it may be that we are not saved, but only deceiving ourselves. True grace will produce true, authentic good works. never to merit salvation, but to demonstrate salvation, and to demonstrate a genuine love for the Lord Jesus Christ. Until next week, may the Lord bless you, is our prayers.